My name is Björn Fleischer. I'm from public administration, namely a federal state of North Rhine-Westphalia. And we are here with a little bit of an experiment because we're requesting input for something that maybe some of you know as open government data. Do you want to introduce yourself? So very briefly, maybe for those of you who don't know or know just know a little bit about it, what is open data, maybe why we're here, and then a few questions that we have for the Wikidata community. One, open government, very briefly, is basically about opening up public administration, decision-making processes, and also the basis for the decision-making processes, and part of those bases is the data that government has, the data that government collects, and the data that is usually, as of yet, not available for public use. So this is an ongoing project in Europe, in the world in general, I guess we can say. And one of the challenges that we face is that generally the state of public administrations is not so far advanced that this picture basically captures the state that our information is in. It's not very, you know, amenable to the ways of information retrieval of the 21st century. So this is one of our challenges that we face. In general, what we're trying to accomplish is to make open government data available in machine-readable formats so that it's retrievable through digital ways, that it's free for reuse and redistribution and available in, I have to say, mostly open formats. And to show you an example of open government data, it's just one example. This is a digital surface model, I believe, of Cologne. So this is just one example of what is, you know, hidden there in sort of, or hidden away from the public within administrations. There are lots more examples. So, for example, just information about construction sites that are available, information about, you know, environmental details about your water quality, the chemical sort of composition, crime statistics, all of these things. This is the kind of information that government collects, that it uses, and that is, you know, not available or not sufficiently available, I would say, for the public. And now come the current developments. So what are we trying to achieve? One development, and sort of this is the, let's say, the portal that is up on the hierarchy, at least in Germany, that's the European Open Data Portal, that basically collects open data from all public administration units in Europe that publish open data. And you can see there's a little tiny dot there that says Sparkle Search. So you probably can guess where we're getting at. Generally, one of the most serious problem is that the state of open government data is that our metadata is our metadata quality is pretty poor, and the information retrieval thus is poor as well. So there's a lot of data already out there, but it's not terribly easy to find it and to reuse it. And so we're trying to solve this problem, now comes Tore's part, with better metadata.
Right, and I'm not sure if it's solving the problem rather than just another attempt of modeling the world, so to say. So in the W3C, which is probably known by most of those guys here in the room, has put forward a standard which is called DCAT, which is the vocabulary to describe data catalogs in the European Union and the web, for that matter. And the European Union decided it would be a good idea to create an application profile of DCAT, which is called DCAT AP. So this is based upon DCAT, but the application profile, yet another slightly changed vocabulary, which is not exactly binding, but recommended for all data catalogs in the European Union. And to make matters more interesting, in Germany, we have the situation that the Germans decided that it would be good to have a German version of the application profile of DCAT. So we have DCAT AP.de. So you see, we have three vocabularies, which all have the same goal of describing data catalogs and what's in them, basically. And they are all linked metadata standards, basically. And what you see here is DCAT. You know that if you go to the W3C and search for DCAT, you have that particular worldview or vocabulary with all the classes and properties which we need to model how a data catalog works. And I guess most of you know that. And now comes the interesting bit. If you go one slide further, basically, when we look at what we want to do ideally is how to link what we've got in the open data catalogs as linked metadata, how to link that to Wikidata, basically. So you have the unique opportunity, I would say, to discuss with us persons or guys who are working on that, basically, what we could do, what we should do, what we shouldn't do regarding the publication of open government data and the usage of the linked metadata profiles which are there. So things we would like to discuss with you are, how can we link open government metadata, so in Germany, DCAT APDE or DCAT AP for the European Union, to Wikidata? We would like to ask you if it's desirable. So is it a thing we should think about? Is it a thing we should do? Then a question is aligning ontologies and vocabularies. Well, there's a page at Wikidata which looks at how to do that, and it seems active, but is there input required from official side, from administrations, or from the community in general? Then data donations, there's cool data in the open government space, which is hidden away beneath lots of data, which is potentially not so interesting. So is it desirable if we would say, well, here's a cool data set, we would like to donate that? And then in general, what are the prerequisites and processes? We know about a few, but then again, it's all about opening up the discussion with you guys, collecting input, and basically finding a way forward with how to potentially merge linked open metadata or linked open government metadata and Wikidata in the end. So this is the proposal, basically. So we're here, and now we'd like to have your input, basically. Right? Is the premise clear? Yeah? So then, please.
Anybody wants to answer first? Or? So what can you give us a concrete example of like a data set and what it would be? So you've got geolocations of things like schools and who they're funded by.
So the schools example is one example. This is a data set. It takes a while to load, but this is a data set basically that has all the schools in our federal state, their geolocation, type of school, how big they are, I believe. And this is just one example. So we have tons of that stuff, and it's just basically hidden away, which is part of our problem. So one aspect. The other aspect is, so this is a question. I mean, does that make sense to link Wikidata and our data on such a granular level, you know, inside the data set itself? The other question, for example, would be, so this is what we found, is that one of our authorities already maintains a profile, or say a Wikidata item. And so one of our questions would be, I mean, is it reasonable if we sort of link our metadata with Wikidata by, you know, using Wikidata concepts, for example? So is that feasible, and are there other ways in which we can sort of link what we put in our metadata with Wikidata, so that basically, you know, the information that we have is retrievable?
So our answer, as someone who imports such databases from external sites into Wikidata, or at least syncs them up, that there are different levels of involvement. So I recommend anyone running a database know what the Wikidata identifiers are for the things in your database, if it's like state agency or school. So That might be done by matching up by putting an identifier for your database into Wikidata, or it might be having an extra column for identifiers in your database. Mm. But as long as it's possible to track. So you could, for some categories of data, just do a bulk share into Wikidata and have pointers back to your database for information. Or you just might know the mapping and enable Sparkle syndication. So people make Sparkle queries with the Wikidata server and your server. And it'll differ for categories. So Wikidata is for secondary data. It's not for every detail, every little piece of government expenditure, but something which has a physical existence, or like a school or an organizational existence, like a state agency, that should be represented.
Yeah, exactly. That is one example for one data provider. It's a certain public administration which publishes data on the open data portal. And it happens to have, it's the only one to have this entry. Right. And the metadata standard, which they need to fulfill in order to be able to publish on the open government portal, which is required. There's no talk about that yet. They have to fulfill that. Requires a unique identifier for the data publisher. From a public administration side, a potential crazy idea might be, well, why not use this identifier there?
Yeah.
Which is basically what you recommended.
Yeah, the Q numbers.
the Q numbers, exactly. So instead of holding those identifiers in our database, and when we ask them to create such identifiers, we could potentially just make an API call to Wikidata and create the same stuff there automatically, or even go one step further and require potentially every data provider to do that themselves.
Yeah.
But then again, is that desirable? Is that a thing which the community would want?
Yes, especially since you're describing your data sets in open metadata. So those could be just not the data sets themselves, but the yeah. fact that this agency maintains these data series, and these data series are about public safety or public spending, whatever. So we could write a Wikidata query that says what data are available published in this state about this topic. And we wouldn't get the data. We'd get there are these data sets and their official source is this URL, yeah. this database.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
other people can weigh in. Andrew.
In some ways, for agencies like this, what you might want is some kind of, is there a single register of state agencies? Or is this something that seems like it should be really easy and we don't want to ask for?
Really, why we're here.
do you not know what state agencies you have? Are there some under a sofa somewhere?
Well, we do know, but there's no way to sort of describe them in sort of standard in a standardized way, and they change every couple of years. That's the problem. The name changes. Mm. The entity stays the same. The parts of the agency, they stay the same because the tasks are there. They're required by law, but the name of the agency will change, and maybe some parts of the agency will go somewhere else. And so this is a really difficult issue. Also, data security, Datenschutz, I don't know, is also in Germany is a difficult topic. So we can't publish officials. It's different in other countries, but we can't publish officials sort of details in machine readable formats. No one cares for some reason if we publish them in PDF, but we can't publish them in machine readable formats. I don't know why.
But even a list of agencies is...
No, and that's the beauty of it now, right? Because if there's no such thing, then we can define something, or we can propose it at least, right? And if we now have the feeling, perhaps after a long discussion and an ongoing exchange, that creating this kind of registry of data providers would be a good thing, if this would be somehow linked to Wikidata, then, well, we could at least try, right? And this is like exploring new ways how to wiggle around certain existing things and to make it work basically on a broader scale. And yeah, and additionally, if then the public administrations would be published here, for example, the LANO, which is a like that entry, it can be augmented by the community, right? A thing which would never happen probably is publishing the Twitter channel of them in an official metadata set, which is described from an administrative source. But then again, it's here, right? And this would be interesting because at some point they would augment each other in the best case. At the worst case, they would diverge because nobody takes care. And then it's outdated or something else. But we would at least have the opportunity to link them
but
to each other.
But you at least know here's a list of state agencies of Nordrhein-Westphalia that you could pick up at a later date.
Yeah.
I should mention there's a lot of work going on within Wikimedia to model legislation and to model court cases.
Okay.
So partly because with Wikisource and Wikipedia, we're sharing text. So let's say of a UN resolution and then its ratification by a particular government and then maybe a court case if those documents are available, but also in Wikidata modeling. So modeling the relation between there was this UN declaration.
Yeah.
And these things will bear on the activity of the state agencies and what the creation and what records they keep. And there might be a case which tests a law and establishes that agencies have to do something. Yeah. And that will be, at least eventually, in Wikidata. And it'd be nice to cross-reference. So after this law is established that they would have to do this, then this data series you have, something changed and they fixed the roads or whatever after there was this case saying they had to.
Okay.
Other Wikidatans want to weigh in? Now's your opportunity to...
Where can we follow those discussions that you were just talking about?
Distributed across... Oh, I don't know offhand. distributed, as the answer always is, distributed across a labyrinth of different project pages and wiki projects within both Wikisource and... Wikidata and kind of off wiki efforts.
One other point would be that right now, I guess it's kind of not feasible for federal, at least in Germany, federal data portals to have a Sparkle endpoint due to various reasons. Right. But then again, they are harvested in a hierarchy up to the European level, to the European data portal, which has a Sparkle endpoint, which follows roughly the same metadata model, which in an ideal world, then the identifiers would carry over, and then you could do federated Sparkle searches. The interesting question there, I guess, is Wikidata has a certain idea of what can be federated in your interface. We know or have learned that. Like you yourself want to have CC0, which is fine, excellent for that matter, actually, but then different sources might require being named. So CC by whatever attribution might work for that as well. So if the metadata is provided under CC by SA, share alike, then this would be okay for federation, or do we need something else there? So what would you need in order to be able to make the European data portal searchable from your data endpoint?
I don't know the legalities of this position. So our data are CC0, but we can federate search with other databases that don't have that requirement, can't we?
We can, but there isn't much federated search yet.
Yeah.
I mean, Europeana is one example which is already in there, which is also from the EC.
True.
That seemed to work out. And then it might be an interesting point to think about the European data portal, because then you have, with one entry point, all the open data portals in the European Union which use linked data, as to describe their metadata, I should say. And then it might be really interesting to kind of establish the identifiers for some portions of the profile based upon Wikidata standards as well.
I think it's absolutely feasible and desirable, at least at the first point, to get the queue numbers. So get a mapping between the identifiers that you have and or use Wikidata's identifiers within your own database for organizational structure. So people want to see all data collection or data series by organs of the federal government, organs by a particular regional government, or all agencies set up since 2010, or all agencies operating within a particular latitude longitude box. So that's Wikidata is ideal for that sort of thing. And then those profiles, like you just had, can have the links to the official data and official sites maintained by those bodies.
Okay. Is it feasible to go to the data sets themselves? I mean, not the data inside the data sets, but the data sets. So, for example, number of schools in country such and such. So, say the same, you know, something like that? Or is that too granular?
We like to have data about schools and in, at the individual level, or hospitals, okay, or public buildings or libraries.
Yeah.
But yeah, there'll be numbers of things done by the government in a particular area. Wikidata, I think, doesn't have the structure to represent, but you can represent the data series. You can say this is an official data series. It is maintained by people since, and it is about this, and it's located at.
Huh. Yeah.
So in the end, we could kind of create Spark queries asking which datasets are published by Lanuf, and then with a federated query, we could say, well, 3,361 are available based upon the Spark endpoint of the respective open government portal, and then you could search for additional things in there as well.
Yeah.
Is there a standard vocabulary in this data portal? Is there a standard vocabulary in that you are describing your datasets using?
Sure.
Yeah. So that feels like that would be a natural thing to try and map against the Wikidata. Excellent. Yes. I came in after the first 5 minutes. So I missed this.
So there is this project page which is there where the community is trying to establish a mapping and trying to figure out which portions they need and which they don't, which seems pretty complete. And now there's one problem. Well, on the one side we have public administration, on the other side we have community. Whom should the public administration talk? Kind of tough.
Put a new hat on and claim your community. That's what I've been doing so far.
Actually, you show us some of the classes. So there's already a class mapping.
Somebody did this and it was updated in June, I guess. Because somebody found this interesting, and they even proposed new properties, I guess, for certain concepts which are properties which don't have the counterpart. And now, really, the stuff to do is, okay, how do we move on? There seems to be a desire on the community side. There is a desire on the property administration side. How to move on? There is this incubator.
You've got a big picture of what you could do. You've also got a shorter-term picture of how you could build digital.
It's time, though, so we have to move to the next session.
Thank you very much.